This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri officials have approved more than 3,700 applications, totaling $18.7 million, to help drought-stricken farmers and ranchers get more water. That's more than $10 million more than originally set aside. Under the emergency program, the state pays 90% of the cost of drilling or deepening a well or expanding an irrigation system. The match is capped at $20,000 per project. State soil and water cost-sharing programs typically cover 75% of project costs. Nixon announced the program in July. Monday was the deadline for farmers and livestock producers to apply. The State Soil and Water Commission initially approved only $2 million for the effort. Nixon quickly added another $5 million because of intense demand, and the governor's office says it's using its authority to respond to emergencies to provide additional funding for the program. A Missouri County jail inmate is back in custody after hijacking a car from a sheriff's deputy. A Pettis County deputy was driving one female and two male inmates to state prisons in Fulton and Vandalia today when one of them, inmate Ronald W. Greer Jr., complained to the deputy of stomach pains. Greer convinced him to pull over at a rest stop in Cooper County where he overpowered the officer and a citizen who tried to help. Greer grabbed the keys and fled the scene in the patrol car with the other two inmates still restrained in the back seat. About 45 minutes later, the car was spotted by Glasgow police and a chase ensued. Eventually, Greer drove down a private lane and through several fields before fleeing on foot. Officers nabbed him at around 10 a.m., about 3 miles from where he left the car. The other two inmates were recaptured in the car with no incident. Greer will face charges in both Cooper and Howard counties, including escape, assault on a law enforcement officer, and tampering. The deputy was treated for minor injuries at a hospital and released. Five candidates who ran in this week's Missouri party primaries appear eligible for recounts. Missouri allows candidates who lose by less than 1% to request a recount. In the 2nd Congressional District near St. Louis, Democrat Harold Whitfield says he'll request a recount of a race he appears to have lost by 49 votes. A Democratic State House candidate trailing by a single vote also plans to seek a recount. Elsewhere, Missouri House member Thomas Long said today he's considering a recount in his Republican primary in southwest Missouri. Unofficial election results show there also could be recounts in another Republican state house district race and in the Republican race for Secretary of State. The latest U.S. drought map shows excessively hot and dry conditions continue to worsen in the Plain States that are key producers of corn and soybean crops. The weekly U.S. drought monitor map released today shows the amount of the contiguous U.S. mired in drought conditions dropped a little more than 1 percentage point to 78%. But 24% of the country is still experiencing extreme or exceptional drought, up nearly 2 percentage points. That's because key farm states didn't get as much benefit from rains as elsewhere. A man died after jumping off the parking garage at 5th and Walnut in Columbia this morning. The identity of the man's not being released pending notification of his family. Columbia police say based on a witness's report and video from the garage, it appears the man did jump. This is the second such incident at this garage. A woman died after jumping last year. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.